It's easy to say, no, just trust God on this one. But then when it's you, it's like all of life falls apart.
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, we're still getting back into the new year, but we had a little wrench thrown into our works. You know, Catherine's been is expecting their daughter, and I'm not going to tell you her name, even though I know what it is, because we're not telling the world yet. She's expecting her right around Valentine's Day. So just prior to that, I think. Well, she's had some blood pressure issues and, you know, just high blood pressure. And they thought maybe it was just, and this is really almost for her whole pregnancy, because it would go up when she would be in the office. I get the same thing. As soon as I walk in the office, I can feel my face like ramping up. I don't know why. Even talking about it, I can feel it going up. And about a month ago, she saw a specialist and they put her on a little heart monitor. And like last week, they even checked the baby. Everything was great. You know, they do a long ultrasound to make sure all the fluids, and because they're worried about preeclampsia, whatever that is. Yeah. But yesterday it was high. The doctor was concerned and she's called it gestational hypertension. And so Catherine's going to go see a specialist in Fort Wayne today. She still has about, and I don't know the weeks, but she still has about a month. She's at like 36 weeks. I'm saying that. Don't hold me to it.
Right.
And so she's going to a specialist today in Fort Wayne, which is about an hour from our house. And I mean, if the doctor says it looks okay, I wouldn't worry. She'll keep going. But if he says, I'm concerned for everybody, we're going to take the baby. She could have a baby maybe today.
Oh, wow.
So this would be about a month early. They prefer to take the baby, like, again, I'm making this up, at 36 weeks. And she's like at 37 weeks. And even her midwife, who's like a whatever they are, you know, they're a certified nurse, something, like almost a doctor. She said, well, your next appointment is on Monday, but I probably won't see you then. Like, you're probably going to have the baby before Monday. So, you know, Catherine calls her mom up yesterday, you know, right after the appointment. She's crying. And Debbie was able to go over there for a little while. And Catherine loves God and she trusts God, but she's like her dad. She's probably an emotional wreck thinking, you know, all the worst case scenarios. And you know, now she's going to have to decide, will she have it in our town that she's been going to? And these are the doctor's words. We don't have a NICU, which is that whatever natal intensive care unit.
Yeah.
And Catherine's like, oh, you mean we're going to have to do that? And she said, well, it's a possibility because if they come out, you know, their lungs may not be fully developed. And so they might have to have some of that. So that's just a lot. You know, I know Catherine, as she has said, you know, this was nothing like I thought it was going to be. I had this picture of how it was all going to go. And that's the way, I guess, giving birth is, you know, like a woman in travail. You never know how it's going to happen. I know, like for Sam and McKenna, you know, they expected it all to go smooth. And it was that long labor and then finally a C-section.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we'll pray for Catherine at the end of the show. But dads, as you're listening, this will be Thursday. The majority of you will listen. Maybe you could pray for Catherine and her husband, Josh. You know, I'm praying that Josh will be strong and comforting and all the things that I would probably blow it as, you know, as a husband, and that God would just be gracious and this little girl would come out great and everything would be okay. You know, I just want Catherine to feel protected and at peace because it's just such a, It's a roller coaster of emotions. And I know she probably didn't sleep a wink last night. And, you know, the thing is, and she told her mom, I'm just not ready to have a baby yet. You know, I thought I had a month to get ready. And, you know, I know they were, I'm sure they were thinking in bed last night, we could have a baby tomorrow. I mean, and that's just kind of a weird thought, even when you're ready to have a baby, to think we're going to have a baby tomorrow.
Well, and the good news is that, God willing, in a couple of years, they'll be sitting there with their 2-year-old chasing them around and chasing her around, whatever. And this will just be a story they tell.
Right. And, you know, I mean, and that's really stories beyond number that we've all heard. And, you know, and that's what I will, you know, in 6 months, it will all be behind her and she won't even think about it. But right now, it's all consuming and it's zero fun. It's not fun for a mom and dad either. But I know it's, I don't know. It's just hard. Yeah. It's hard. You know, that's the thing about all of life. You know, it's easy to say, oh, just, we'll just trust in God in this one. Or it's easy to say, no, just trust God on this one. But then when it's you, it's like all of life falls apart. I mean, I was talking to a guy, I think it was right before Christmas, and, you know, we were just talking about, I don't know, death or something, you know, it was a casual conversation just through the window of a car. And he said, you know, it's a lot easier to believe, you know, and say, oh, I can't wait to get to heaven when you're a young guy and your prospects look pretty good. But it gets harder, you know, as you get closer to that jumping off point, that you think, really, my days are numbered. I'm not going to, you know, this is all, it was all good to say way back, but now it's my reality. The truth is still the truth, but it's a different way. It's a different way to view it. You're standing in a different place as you view it. So, and I feel that, you know, I feel some of that. So,
oh, and it seems to be coming. I don't know if things really are heating up in the world and something in the grand scheme of things is happening. You know, Jesus is coming back soon or something in the, you know, in his plan is happening or what, right. But it feels like things are getting crazier and we just keep having news of people facing huge things. Mm-hmm. And we got news just, I don't know, a week or so ago, a family that we're friends with, young daughter, well, not young, childish, but adult mm-hmm. daughter, just mm-hmm. newly married, been married less than a year, I think, just had been having headaches, and then her husband found her unresponsive.
And wow.
Now she's hoping for the better form of brain cancer. Mm. Apparently there's two of them, and it's one or the other. It's not a benign tumor, so they're...
Yeah,
you know, at 22 or something, they're looking at that.
That's a heavy thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and they trust God, but it's, you know, I don't want my faith tested like that, you know.
And you know, I mean, really, I pray that often. Like, I believe you, Father. I believe in all this, but please don't ask me to go through it because I don't want to go through it. And you know, I mean, and He's a good Father, and I know He will only give me what I need, what's best for me. And I agree. We just got years ago, I wrote an article about a local dad who lost two of his children in his arms separately from a heart failure, really. It was genetic. They had a third son, and maybe you remember me talking about him, but he had a heart transplant, and he just posted, I think yesterday, that he was going to have a heart catheterization where they kind of go in and look at it. And he said, you know, hopefully, you know, pray that it would be show no signs of rejection. He said, and then he put, but God's will be done. And, you know, and I just thought, man, what a grown up kid. You know, he's probably 23 maybe. And, you know, I get uptight when my leg hurts, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, it's probably a blood clot, you know, and this is ongoing and huge and life-changing, and I don't know. So anyway, wow. So this is a heavy start of a show.
Yeah, man, I was going to talk about football.
Lead us into football, Scott. What were you going to talk about football? See, I don't know anything. Like you said, as the world's getting crazy, because I've been off, you know, off grid for a week, and it's been good. You know, I haven't peeked at the news. I haven't had my radio on except listening to Christian music.
Well, while we're still on the heavy stuff, you heard about Betty White and Bob Saget dying, right?
I did. Okay. You know, the Betty White, you know, I saw as I was checking out, it says happy 100th birthday to Betty White. And it was like, but she was dead. So she didn't make it to 100, but she was almost there. And Bob Saget, that was just like a
65, I think.
Yeah. And it was like a mystery kind of thing, right? I mean, they don't know why, do they?
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't think they've said why he died.
Wow.
But anyway, I've determined this year that like my soul can't handle all the pain and suffering of the whole world. So I'm not,
I agree.
I'm trying to stay away from that news too. And really, I never watched Full House and I never watched whatever show Betty White was on. And
yeah, you know,
God bless them. I hope they knew Jesus and are in heaven now, but I can't,
I
can't mourn for them because I don't know them and I got enough things to mourn about or whatever. So,
right.
I don't mean to be callous. I just can't handle that much.
But football. I hear you. So let's talk about football.
It was the craziest football weekend ever. So, you know, I'm a Steelers fan and a Bengals fan, which can get me shot in this town because people in Cincinnati really don't like the Steelers. But my policy is this. I root for the Bengals until they blow it, and then I root for the Steelers, which is usually about two games into the season. But this year, the Bengals are in the playoffs for the first time in a while, and they haven't won a playoff game in like 32 years. So, but like the guys who are on the team, the coach even said this. Zach Taylor said, these guys don't know what they don't know. Like none of these guys were around when the Bengals were, you know, losing all those years. They actually believe they can win. So hopefully it's the Bengals' year. But Big Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback for the Steelers, who played high school ball with my cousin.
Oh, yeah?
And then went to Miami University where I went. So I've been a fan for a long time. I know
he, so you exchanged Christmas cards.
He might very well be a creep, and I don't want to talk about all that. So just, I understand. I'm not getting into that.
That's right.
Football-wise, he's amazing. And the Steelers, they find ways to win. And this is the last year. Ben has admitted he's retiring after this year. He probably should have retired like 3 years ago. But they had the weirdest way to get into the playoffs. They had to win. Indianapolis had to lose to the Jaguars, who were like 2-14. And somehow the Jaguars whooped the Colts this past weekend, like 41-20 or something. It was unbelievable. They just destroyed them. So that happened. The Steelers pulled out a win in the last couple seconds in overtime. And then the other thing that had to happen was the Raiders and whoever they were playing, I forget, the Chargers, or no, the whoever, I don't know, whoever it was, they had to not tie. Well, they ended up going into overtime, and they could have just both gone into the playoffs if they had just said, oh, to heck with it, we'll just down the ball and we'll both tie. Apparently the Raiders hated that team more than they hate the Steelers or something because they were like, nope, we're going to win, and kicked a field goal at the last second. So now the Steelers are in the playoffs.
Wow.
All of that is very exciting.
So
I'm
your
sure
two teams like two guys. Could.
So both the Bengals ahead, and the Steelers, yes. They can't make it to the Super Bowl together, but they'll both end up playing each other if they survive at some point in the playoffs.
So you'll be forced to decide.
So this is the one time of my life when I can tolerate the band Guns N' Roses for one song when somebody comes into Cincinnati and they play Welcome to the Jungle, because I hate that song and I hate Guns N' Roses, but it fits for Bengals football.
This is like a whole bucket of emotion for you, isn't it, Scott? Are it's you going to be okay?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be cool. Hooray! So.
All right.
Only Bengals fans know what that means.
I don't have any idea.
Well, they have this chant that say, who do they think going to beat them Bengals? And usually it's everybody is the answer to that question, but not this year. We're going to do it.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds, thanks for a little sports update here on the show. You don't have many of those.
Congrats to all the Georgia Bulldog fans. I don't care about college football, but the Bulldogs beat the Alabama Crimson Tide in the championship.
There you go. I'm unaware.
Oh, well.
So, well, we have a big weekend. I'm not as big as that, Scott, but Jed's 14th birthday. That's my youngest son is going to be 14 years old.
Wow.
I know.
That
I,
makes
I
you just, old.
It makes me ancient. I mean, half of those people who died this year were younger than I am, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not that far off Betty White. I'm probably closer to Betty White than I am to Justin Bieber or something like that. But Jed turns 14 and he's my sports kid. And so on Monday, I drove 125 miles to go pick up a basketball goal in the snow, in the cold, and then 125 miles back to return it. I mean, return home. And so he's going to be really excited about that. It's not going to be a surprise necessarily because he's been asking, hey, Dad, are we going to get another basketball? Because ours is like bent, you know, like at about a 10 degree angle. So it just, it's not a great, not a great setup. So
does he do the thing with like the little trampoline so he can slam dunk it, or is he big enough?
No, but he would if he could. I mean, the kid loves basketball. He loves all sports, all games. I mean, he could just, he could go from one to another. He's intense about it. He plays to win and he's all in and he wants to be better. And so he'll be out there practicing. I mean, it's like 10 degrees cold out there and he's out there bouncing the ball and, you know, working on his form. And
awesome.
So he'll be excited. So we'll have a day of, we've kind of scheduled the church gym. And so we're going to play basketball and volleyball and 2 hours before lunch and a couple hours after lunch. So,
and you have enough people that you could actually have a full game.
We can play almost football. We have enough people to play two full teams. So
awesome.
But it's been cold down there too, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, you know, I've decided I'm never going to complain about the cold again. Cause as you know, cause I've said this a couple times, in 2 weeks from today, I will be in North Pole, Alaska. Yes. And I was checking the weather the other day and they had a low of minus 42 degrees below zero.
Why are you going there?
I am like super pumped. I think it's going to be fun.
Well, I'll have you know, I mentioned it on Steve Demme's podcast that you're going there and we're all praying for you.
Well, they're going to, a guy's got to loan me a car, so I guess I can see the sights. There are no sights in the whole town except the Santa Claus house in North Pole, Alaska, which I'll have to give you a little update on that after I've been there. But the pastor of this church, and it's a small church, you know, 150 people, every time, and they're all cold.
I think in that area of the world, that's a very big church, Todd.
That's a mega church. He said, he wrote me and he said, are you okay driving on the snow? And he goes, we had 43 inches yesterday and on an inch of ice, he goes, and it's just, the roads are really bumpy.
He's lending you a Zamboni. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Dog sled. Yeehaw! Yeah. Yeah, so I'm excited to be going. It's funny, I check the weather, you know, about every day, and they have a winter storm advisory every single day there in the North Pole.
I'm sure. Why do they even call it that?
Well, I guess the idea, and I looked it up because you know, because it's actually south of Fairbanks, Alaska, and I guess some developer started this little town just south of or on the main road there in Fairbanks, Alaska, called the North Pole, Alaska, hoping that a toy maker would want to build there. And then they could say their toys were made in North Pole and the North Pole. Of course, no, there are no toy makers who want to build in the North Pole, Alaska. So it didn't pan out like they thought it would.
You're like one of those guys, like those tourists that go to Hawaii and like just decide to paddle out into the waves on the North Shore pipeline where they're like, yeah, I can surf that. World champion surfers surf here and die, but I'll make it. No problem. Right. And the lifeguards are like, no, don't go in there.
No problem.
I can do it.
Yeah.
You're going to read about you like, you know, Indiana man.
Frozen to death in the airport terminal. The thing is that afterwards, when we get home and when it's 20 below zero, my kids are going, it is freezing cold. I'm going to go, big baby.
You'll be outside playing There's basketball.
There's a whole town up there that plays basketball yeah. outside in short sleeves at 20 below zero.
Oh, wow. Mercy. Well, we'll be pray for you. And I think it's very optimistic that you said when I get home.
I think even the polar bears are like not there, you know, it's like too cold.
Even they had sense to find a way to a zoo in Cincinnati so they could be warm.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and tomorrow I'm going with Abe, my son who has a mowing business. He's going to go buy a mower 300 miles away. And I said, Abe, I'll go with you. And he goes, you don't have to go, Dad. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to go with you. So we're going to go get a mower 300 miles away in Southern Illinois. And then head back. So that's what dads do. That's what dads do.
Is there something really special about this mower?
Well, it's just a good deal. Mm. It's a good deal. Mm. I mean, it's not like it's a high-end mower at a good price. So
gotcha.
You know, not the kind you get like at Lowe's and Menards, right? And things like that, which are fine mowers. They're just
is it one of those cool ones that you stand on and it goes like 40 miles an hour?
It is one of those cool ones that you stand on.
Awesome.
Like you can cut a tree down with it, you know, and it wouldn't slow down.
Someday I'm going to get one of those things because I hate cutting grass, but I want one that I can do like 40 miles an hour and just cut my grass in 2 minutes, you know?
Well, you don't have a big lawn, do you?
No.
You're going to be like one of those retired people who, you know, has a 10 by 10 yard. And he pulls out the old lawn boy, you know, or not lawn boys, not wouldn't be
John Deere.
The John Deere garden tractor, you know, that's gleaming yellow and green, and he cuts it and then he hoses off his deck and then he cuts it again 3 days later.
I don't think so. I'm not I'd be more likely to be the guy I'd probably be more likely to be the guy who has like 3 square yards of grass and just pulls out the weed whacker and buzzes through it in 5 minutes and is done.
You know, it does. That does kind of sound appealing sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Having the old condo where the condo association comes and cuts it down.
Now we're talking.
This is what old people talk about now. We are in that group now.
Yeah, we are.
Well, Scott, is there any other news I should know about? Because again, since I don't really know anything, I'm not even going to ask you like if we're on the fourth variant or they're giving the sixth shot now, because I'm just not.
I only pay scant attention to news. So the other thing, though, I was going to ask about is when are we doing another Family Man rally? I think it's time to have a kiss COVID goodbye Family Man rally, you know?
I'm thinking maybe in the North Pole, North Pole, Alaska, Family Man rally. We're called Family Man Rally North. Well, to all of you.
We have people, a lot of listeners there.
We might after this. The whole town. That's what I was telling Coach Rick. Oh, that's another thing we can pay. Remember Coach Rick, who's been on our show a couple times?
You said he was getting married.
He was supposed to get married a year ago in April. And because of COVID and his future wife lived in Canada, they have that big fence up there. They won't let anybody across because they might be bringing a cold in. And so they postponed it. January 6th was supposed to be the day before he tested positive for COVID. And so they had to postpone it again. So they're hoping the end of this month. So I was just kind of going back and forth with him. And I said, I'm going to be in North Pole. And he said, because remember his thing is he has a PE program for homeschool kids. And he said, that would look so cool to have a Saints North Pole t-shirt there. He said, I might be doing a little, you know, PR for Saints International up there.
Man,
you know, I don't know what kind of games they play.
Rick, if you're listening, I have two words for you. Vegas, baby.
That's right.
With postponing it, I couldn't wait that long.
You get an Elvis impersonator. Exactly. They're out there right now, ready to marry you. Thank you very much. Yeah. So we need to pray for him because I know that this is, and it's a cool story because he dated his future wife back in 1984, I think, and now they're getting married.
They were like nine.
When they were not nine, but it was a long time ago. So it's kind of cool. It's a cool story.
Awesome.
So that's about all I got today, Scott. I don't really have anything else. Any other dad encouragements? Again, if you're wanting it, because I'm getting all these emails from all you dads who didn't get your You to Dad daily calendars, you're out of luck. Sorry, we're sold out. But it's a good one this year. It's got a nice little trivia thing every day. But we did sell the golden one. I don't know if I should tell his name, but he bought the last calendar just this week. So,
yay.
Yeah. Well, if that's all there is, I guess we'll close it down. Dad, I appreciate you. And maybe we could just pray together before we go. Pray for my daughter and for her husband, Josh, and really everybody involved, and pray for that little girl who's going to be born possibly very, very soon. How about we pray right now? Father, I just pray for my daughter, Catherine. I pray that you would give her a peace that passes all understanding. I pray that you would be so close to her that she would feel your presence, and somehow you would just calm her heart and help her not to be afraid. And I pray for her husband, Josh, which this is such a tricky thing to be a husband at this time. I pray that you would help him to say the right words, strong words and gentle words, and together they would just trust in you. I pray for everybody else involved. I pray for the doctors, and I pray for my wife, and Josh's parents, and all the brothers and sisters. I pray that you would just, again, give us a peace that really can only come from you. And I pray for wisdom for the doctor, the specialist who's going to look at Catherine today. Just show him exactly what to do. And I ask a special protection upon their daughter, that you would, you know her days, you made her days, you determined her days before one of them was ever even thought about. And I pray that you would make her entry into the world a strong entry, and that you would protect her and strengthen her, let her lungs be exactly what she needs. And I thank you for doctors and hospitals, and I pray for all any other dad out there right now who might be going through something. I pray that you would be enough, and that you would help us to lead our families even in the midst of trials. And we just trust in you in all things, even when we don't feel like it. And we pray all this in your name. Amen. Well, Dad, I'll keep you up to date. I'll let you know what happens. And I thank you for being on the team. Thanks for being my friend. Thanks for spending 30 minutes of your day with us. And we sure do appreciate it. And have a great weekend with your family. Hold them tight. Maybe enjoy some outside cold weather. And do it because you did, Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Stay